Welcome to SCOTUS Cast, Armed Career Criminal Act and Battery Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On March 2, 2010, the Supreme Court announced its decision in Johnson v. United States. The question in this case was whether a prior state conviction for battery was a quote-unquote violent felony under the Armed Career Criminal Act, where battery under the state law at issue includes any unconsented touching. In a 7-2 decision delivered by Justice Scalia, the court held that it does not, because the Armed Career Criminal Act defines a violent felony as one that has as one of its elements the use of quote-unquote force. The court ruled that a state law that criminalizes unconsented touching includes some conduct that does not involve force, and thus force is not an element of the offense as required by the Armed Career Criminal Act. To discuss the case, we have Ave Maria School of Law Assistant Professor Kevin Govern. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Professor Govern.
Hello, I'm Professor Kevin Govern, and today I will give you a brief recitation of the Supreme Court's decision in Johnson v. United States. On the 2nd of March 2010, the U.S. Supreme Court decided in Johnson v. United States that in the context of the Armed Career Criminal Act's definition of violent felony, the phrase physical force means violent force. Please note this is not to be confused with a legion of similarly titled cases of Johnson v. United States. For instance, there was a case decided by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1948 involving appeal from the district court to suppress evidence of opium smoking before trial that was admitted over the defendant's objection. That conviction resulted in a Circuit Court of Appeals affirmation. The ramification of this particular most recent Johnson decision were that the court reversed the decision to sentence a convicted repeat offender and remanded for further proceedings by ruling that a felony conviction for battery doesn't constitute a, quote, violent felony, close quote, under sentence enhancement guidelines. This means that in order to qualify for enhanced sentencing under, quote, violent felony, quote, close quote, section of the Armed Career Criminal Act, a person must have engaged in, quote, force capable of causing physical pain or injury to another person, close quote. The individual could not be sentenced for a violent felony if the person had been convicted for unwanted touching. Well, what are the background facts? Curtis Darnell Johnson had 5 prior felony convictions for aggravated battery and burglary in 1986, and simple battery in 2003. Normally, a battery is considered to be a misdemeanor, but under Florida law, it's treated as a felony when the offender has been convicted of at least one other battery. That comes under Florida Statute Section 784.032. In 2006, Johnson had an argument with his girlfriend that escalated into a kind of physical altercation, at which point Johnson got a rifle and loaded it. In court, Johnson pled guilty to possession of ammunition by a convicted felon, a federal crime under 18 U.S. Code 922G1. During sentencing, the United States wanted the court to sentence Johnson under the harsher penalties of the Armed Career Criminal Act, that is 18 U.S. Code Section 924E. To be convicted under the ACCA, Armed Career Criminal Act, a person must have already committed 3 violent felonies, which are felonies that have as an element the use, attempted use, or threatened use of physical force against the person of another. Again, that comes under Section 924E. A person convicted under the ACCA receives a minimum 15-year prison sentence. The United States District Court for the Middle District of Florida determined that Johnson's previous 3 convictions, including the conviction for battery, were convictions for violent felonies, and Johnson was sentenced under the ACCA. After sentencing, Johnson appealed to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, claiming that his 2003 battery conviction was not a violent felony within the meaning of the ACCA. In Florida, battery takes place when a person actually and intentionally touches or strikes another person against the will of the other, or intentionally causes bodily harm to another person. This comes under Florida Statute 784.031A. Johnson argued that he may have committed the battery by only touching another person. And this does not meet the physical force requirements of the ACCA for a violent felony. The 11th Circuit, however, held that a Florida conviction for battery satisfied the ACCA's physical force requirement, and that Johnson's conviction should be upheld. That case could be found at 528 F3rd at 1320-22. Johnson maintained that a Florida conviction for felony battery, which can be committed by a mere tap on the shoulder, does not clearly meet the physical force requirements of the ACCA. This came in the brief for the petitioner. He also invoked in his brief the so-called rule of lenity, claiming that if any doubt remains as to what physical force means, the Supreme Court must resolve the issue in his favor. In February 23, 2009, the Supreme Court granted certiorari. The decision was delivered by Justice Scalia, in which Chief Justice Roberts and Justices Stevens, Kennedy, Ginsburg, Breyer, and Sotomayor joined, but Justice Alito filed a dissenting opinion in which Justice Thomas joined. In this March 2, 7-2 decision, Justice Scalia wrote that Johnson's 2003 conviction was a predicate conviction for a violent felony under the Armed Career Criminal Act only if actually and intentionally touching another person constitutes physical force within the meaning of 924E2B1. When the court ruled that it was not, it reversed the judgment of the 11th Circuit, set aside Johnson's sentence, and remanded the case for further proceedings. As I had noted, Justice Alito wrote a dissent in which Justice Thomas joined, in which Justice Alito said the crime of battery, as traditionally defined, falls squarely within the plain language of the ACCA. He and Justice Clarence Thomas said they would have affirmed the Court of Appeals decision, thus upholding Johnson's convictions. Well, what specific issue or issues was the court wrestling with here? Stated in brief, the issue is, does a felony battery that can be committed by either striking or touching another person meet the physical force requirements of the Armed Career Criminal Act, such that the felony is, under the Act, violent, resulting in a much longer prison sentence for the offender? The court's holding was the Florida felony offense of battery by actually and intentionally touching another person does not have as an element the use of physical force against the person of another under Section 924E2B1, and thus does not constitute a violent felony under 924E1. There were five specific holdings which expanded upon this, first of which is as follows. As the court interpreted the phrase physical force in 924E2B1, the court found that it was not bound by the Florida Supreme Court's conclusion in State v. Hearns at 961 South 2nd 211 at 218, that under the Florida statutory equivalent of the Armed Career Criminal Act, that is Florida Statute 775.084, the offense of battery does not involve the use of physical force or violence against any individual. You should also take a look at Florida Statute 776.08. The meaning of physical force in Section 924E2B1 is a question of federal law, not state law. The court is bound, however, by the Florida Supreme Court's interpretation of the elements of the state law offense, including the Florida Supreme Court's holding that 784.03.1A's element of actually and intentionally touching another person is satisfied by any intentional physical contact, no matter how slight. Because 924E2B1 does not define physical force, the court gave the phrase its ordinary meaning, invoking Bailey v. United States at 516 U.S. 137 at 144-145. The adjective physical is clear. The noun force, however, has a number of meanings. Its ordinary meaning refers to the application of strength, power, and violence. In this context, against another person. The government suggested that force in 924E2B1's definition of violent felony was a legal term of art that described one of the elements of the common law crime of battery. At common law, that element was satisfied by even the slightest offensive touching. Although a common law term of art should be given its established common law meaning, the court does not ascribe to a statutory term a common law meaning when that meaning does not fit. Here, physical force is used in defining not the crime of battery, but rather the statutory category of violent felony under 924E2B1 of causing physical pain or injury to another person. They had cited Leocal v. Ashcroft, 543 U.S. 1 at 11, with respect to that principle. Moreover, it was significant that the meaning of the government that was being sought to impute the term force derived from the elements of the common law misdemeanor. Nothing in the text of 924E2B1 suggested that force in the definition of a violent felony should be regarded as a common law term of art, used to define the contours of a misdemeanor. Nor should any negative inference about the amount of force required by 924E2B1 be drawn from 924E2B2 and 922G8C2. There was no force to the government's prediction that this decision would undermine its ability to enforce 922G9's firearm disability against a person previously convicted of a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence that has in an element the use of physical force under 921A33A2. The Supreme Court interpreted the phrase physical force only in the context of a statutory definition of violent felony and did not decide whether the same meaning applies in the context of defining the scope of misdemeanor offenses. Similarly misplaced in the Supreme Court's opinion was the government's assertion that it will now be more difficult to obtain sentencing enhancements for individuals convicted under generic felony battery statutes that would cover both violent force and unwanted physical contact. And to remove an alien convicted of a nonviolent battery conviction under the statutory provision of an alien convicted of a crime of domestic violence. Lastly, before the district court, the government disclaimed any reliance upon the so-called residual clause, the definition of violent felony in 924E2B2, which covered an offense that involved conduct that presents a serious potential risk of physical injury to another. Accordingly, the Supreme Court declined to remand for consideration whether Johnson's 2003 battery conviction qualified as a violent felony under that provision.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.